Welcome to the Expert Advice Podcast, brought to you by Allied Electronics. From product specifications and selection guides to the latest in automation and control innovation, we're bringing you advice and insights by and for the people that design, engineer, build, and maintain our world. For more episodes and expert advice content, visit expert.alliedelect.com. And now, on to the show.
Welcome to the Allied Electronics Expert Advice Podcast. I'm your host, Evan Makovsky. And on this episode of the podcast, we're looking at how wireless sensing solutions and the role they play in making manufacturing smarter, safer, more productive, and more connected. To give us some expert advice on this topic, I'm joined today by Paul Hine. He's the senior go-to market specialist and IIoT product manager at Sensata Technologies. Thanks for joining us today, Paul. I know many of our listeners know Sensata well, but for those who don't, can you just give us a quick overview on where your company fits into the industrial technology universe?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me. Simple answer to the question is really sensing is what we do. Our name Sensata comes from the Latin word sensate, or those gifted with sense. In fact, fun fact, our focus on sensing is reflected in our logo, which spells Sensata in Braille. But let me give you the company line, I guess. Sensata Technologies is a leading industrial technology company that develops sensors, sensor-based solutions, including controllers and software and other mission-critical products to create valuable business insights for customers and end users.
That's great context, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate it. I want to start at the macro level and ask you about the market trends that are impacting the adoption of wireless connectivity in the industrial space. Where are you seeing the market going and what's driving those trends?
It's a great topic. I think generally companies all over the world are really investing in automation to give them a competitive edge. They want to create peak performance in manufacturing and really avoid things like unplanned downtime. The implementation of smart technologies allows for improved quality, fast deployment, remote monitoring, increased production, long-term cost savings, ROI, etc. They want ever-increasing access to data from their plants, machines, processes, systems, and sensors. And so they use this data to drive important manufacturing insights. However, manufacturers don't really want to go in and touch their control systems to be able to get this data, because obviously there's a high level of risk involved. Instead, they want to be able to overlay technology in the areas that they want and scale where appropriate.
So, Paul, with those macro trends in mind, what are you hearing from customers? What are they looking for most in terms of connectivity and sensing?
It's a great question. I think, you know, based on experience with customers in different regions and in conversations, you know, they're having kind of a first series of questions. The first one is really a litmus test about, will industrial wireless work in my environment? They want to know that the devices are, you know, IP rated, and have a design that's suitable for industrial temps, humidity, or remote applications. Generally, after that, they want to know about the range of the system. Our proprietary wireless protocol has a practical range of 500 meters. Companies want to know how many wireless sensors they can connect to our gateways. The processing power in our gateways allows the user to connect up to 128 unique sensing points. They also want to know about battery life. Sending data once every 10 seconds will give them a five-year life using our lithium thionyl chloride battery. Finally, they want to know if the system is configurable. So our system works out of the box with no changes, but if they want to change something, it's really easy.
Wired sensing and connectivity certainly have long-standing track records and are things pretty much everyone is pretty familiar with. How does wireless connectivity compare with traditional wired connectivity? What are some of the key pros and cons of each?
Pros and cons, yeah. So let me address that, I guess, in sort of five areas around things like installation, costs, maintenance, security and flexibility. I think those are the important ones to kind of pick up on. So if you're looking at installation, a quick, straightforward installation is one of the main benefits of a wireless sensor and wireless systems. Wireless systems in some situations could be your only viable option where hardwiring is difficult or impractical, such as a brownfield application or other situations where there are limitations. For example, while running wires between buildings or assets could be prohibitive, you could easily connect a neighboring asset to a network with wireless devices. Installing wireless systems doesn't require any drilling, wiring, or structural building changes, and that can mean a reduction in installation cost. In contrast, a wired system means you'll probably have to hire an electrician and more than likely pay an hourly rate. If you look at costs, there's two factors to consider: the cost of the components and the installation, and any ongoing maintenance costs. And contrary to what people might expect, a wireless system isn't necessarily the more expensive option. While initial costs can be slightly higher for a wireless system, any modifications that you make in the future will be much cheaper. If you're planning to expand your network in the future, or if you need some degree of flexibility with a wireless system, it's far more accommodating to those changes.
Is wireless connectivity suitable / feasible in harsh environment applications?
Absolutely. The sensors themselves are IP67 rated, and the controllers and gateways are IP65 rated. The sensors are designed such that they have rounded edges and a round body and are smooth so that things like liquids or chemicals can roll off of them. And the gateways and controllers are sealed up as well.
Paul Hein, he's a senior go-to-market specialist and IIoT product manager at Sensata Technologies, doing a great job here answering these questions on the Allied Expert Advice podcast. I'm your host, Evan Makovsky. What is the value proposition, Paul, the benefit of implementing wireless connectivity and sensing in manufacturing and industrial environments?
I think, as noted earlier, as a sensor company, we're really transforming the physical world into actionable insights. And in considering industrial wireless, you know, we're using a novel approach by combining deep sensor domain expertise, proprietary wireless communication, end-to-end encryption, and open connectivity to bring those new insights to people. But as you mentioned, they kind of want to get to the benefit. So we provide solutions that are really easy to use, scalable, secure, and cost-effective. As a user, your company can benefit from tighter process controls, a reduction in unplanned downtime, reduction in maintenance costs, and better time utilization of the staff by eliminating things called walkarounds, where they are investigating sort of what the latest data point is on the sensor and reviewing that.
What is the range of products that Sensata provides that help enable wireless connectivity and sensing for manufacturers?
Well, let's start with the transition of the physical world into data and insights. So we have our own wireless sensors where we're taking our sensing technology inside of Sensata and putting it to a transmission device. And so that's our integrated solution. Next, there's a series of wireless transmitters that really allow you to take any existing sensors that you have and make them wireless. So whether they're Sensata sensors or somebody else's sensors, whether they be brownfield or even new greenfield sensors, you can use these wireless transmitters. And then all of these things need to send their data to an aggregation point. And we have two types of aggregators. The first one is a gateway, which basically brings in wireless and wired sensors and sends that data to higher order systems. It could be things like PLCs or PCs, HMIs, or receivers, which are really purpose-built, cost-effective solution for just simple local circuits where you might just need to monitor a sensing point or up to five sensing points. And then, of course, we provide all of the accessories to go with those things to round off the application and solution.
For manufacturers who may be looking to begin or improve the process of, quote, going wireless in their plants, where should they start? Any tips or suggestions, Paul?
Yeah, it's great. We've had a lot of discussions with customers around the world. And these four points, I would say, are paramount. And that is really first focusing on the business problem or the improvement that you're trying to make and begin with the end goal in mind. Secondly, plan a small application first and decide how you would like it to scale or if you need it to scale at all. You don't have to plan a massive upgrade all at once to convert from wired to wireless. Consider your unique location or situation with your plant, your connectivity, your environment, and conduct a wireless site survey. That's always very helpful. And then lastly, connect with Allied and Sensata. We're here to support you. We're here to support your initiatives and objectives and help you make your project a success.
That all sounds good. So how are Allied and Sensata working together to give customers an advantage in adopting wireless connectivity?
Allied and Sensata have had really a long-term business relationship, and we complement each other well. In fact, there's a lot of processes and sales strengths that we rely on with Allied to help us bring our products to market. What's interesting is that combination of joint product and service offerings that's very much complementary and certainly in the best interest of people that have projects or opportunities. As an industrial supplier, Allied offers virtually every additional component and hardware the customer would need to design and implement a complete wireless system. So we work very closely together in those regards.
And finally, we always ask our expert guests this last question. What does the future of wireless connectivity and sensing look like in the industrial space? Does further adoption of wireless change how factories are designed and constructed? Does it make them more flexible and adaptable? Tell us what you see in your crystal ball.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I mean, companies are really looking to get more information from their systems and to be able to use that information to provide insights to drive business objectives. So I see continued adoption of wireless technologies across all industries, really, but also leveraging existing wired technology as a part of the solution. So a so-called hybrid solution will likely be more popular in the future. They want to take the best of both worlds and in the cases where they need it. A dedicated wireless network and cellular coverage inside of plants, so more private networks I see happening, and higher speed networks, thinking around things like 5G and those things. So those companies will enable those functions to allow them to have the mobile workers be more mobile and engaged in flexible manufacturing. An open architecture, certainly, to allow for free data ingestion into other platforms. It's great to get more data, but you need to put that data someplace where you can use it. And that usually involves a person that can see into those platforms and get that data. And then lastly, this is going to drive flexible and adaptable manufacturing layouts. So as I mentioned before, mobile equipment, mobile workers, being able to adapt and scale the business and the manufacturing to the needs of the marketplace.
Paul, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Evan, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And I want to thank Paul Hine. He's a senior go-to-market specialist and IIoT product manager at Sensata Technologies. I am Evan Makovsky. Thank you for listening to the Allied Expert Advice Podcast, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Allied Expert Advice Podcast. Find all our episodes and more expert advice content at expert.alliedelect.com.